Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 29th of May, 2016. Welcome to everyone who's joining for the first time and those of you who have been joining for all the weeks and months and years that we've been doing this program. And in the past several months, as you may know or come to learn about if you listen to the recordings, I've been blessed to be traveling in India and visiting various vortexes, power spots, temples, anywhere there's high energy, and I've been sharing that with everyone, and it's been fabulous to be able to do that because it's all about being in, that's what we do here in Pillai Center and Asurved and all of Dr. Pillai's teachings, that we understand what we're doing with the teachings. So what brought me here was, as I mentioned at the beginning of my travels a few months ago, was that I couldn't understand why I was doing so many of the services, participating in proxy services through Asurved or Pillai Center, all the rituals, all the remedies, and I was just so compelled to do that. And then I looked into my astrology for that year, or two and a half years, that Saturn is transiting my natural eighth house. And that is the house, as we know, we have been discussing since its transit, it's the house of the occult or hidden knowledge or things that we're not seeing, or the scenes behind the scenes, like what is the meaning of life or what are the secrets of life. And so I've been blessed to be able to be down here now. I'm in Kumbakonam, which is about a seven-hour drive from Chennai. And I went to a very special temple today. Oh, my goodness, I don't even know how I got there. But so here I am in Kumbakonam. And I went to a special Ganesha temple. And it was a temple where you can get incredible blessings to remove all kinds of obstacles. And the first obstacle was to remove the obstacle even to get there, because we had no address, we had no name of the temple. We only had the closest village to the temple. And it was actually about 2 hours drive outside of Kumbakonam. So it just seemed like everything, as soon as we got to our hotel, the manager was here and saying, you know, what are you doing here? How can I help you? Then he started to look into all the temples. And this was just, within an hour, he had gotten the name of the temple. And then the next day, so many people came and they gave us Google Maps and everything, and the driver, who's not even from this area, he was able to navigate, get us to the temple on time and go. And then we got to the temple, we didn't even know if it was going to be open. All of a sudden these two guys came, one guy came out of nowhere and he said, oh, welcome, welcome. And I thought, okay, welcome, welcome, here we are. We didn't know if he was a priest or anything. And he said, I'm so happy. This was being translated from Tamil into English. And so he was saying, come, I'm very happy. Ramba Sandosham, they say, I'm very, very happy for you, very content, very satisfied that you're here. Come with me. I'll take you to the shop. We'll get all the puja supplies. So off we went to the village. We got all the flowers, we got all the things that we needed to offer to Ganesha. And so they opened the temple, and as soon as they opened the doors, people started to come in, and they're like, what are you doing here? What's going on? And so then it ended up being this beautiful ceremony, and it was praying that all obstacles will be removed for everyone. And just because, you know, here I am, this foreigner in this village in the middle of nowhere, to me anyways, and everything just went so smoothly, and out of nowhere all the support, all the help came. And the broken English, it didn't matter, it was all from the heart, it was all divine, and everyone was very happy and pleased. And it turns out that this temple was the temple where Rama came to meet his guru Vasishtha. And so if you know about Vashishta's yoga, as Dr. Pai has shared with us, Vashishta is a guru who gave the teachings to Rama so that he could win the battles of life. And Rama was the man, the God-man, who didn't really know he was a God-man. He was just here, to do the Dharma. And but as he grew up and he came to know the teachers, his gurus, his master, and he taught him how to fight, you know, he the worst demon in the world. And outside of the temple was his feet, where his feet were. They have the image in stone. And then there's a sacred well of water there, which had been dried up because it's very hot here. And so the water everywhere is drying up. So I was able to go down. I said, please let me go down and get some of this holy water. And they've been like, ma'am, don't go, you know. But I just encouraged them to help me to go down the stairs. They had no choice, really. So I went down through the mud and everything and got to the water and just put some, you know, on my head and was so thankful. And, you know, for those of you who are joining, you don't really know what that's all about. These are the adventures that Dr. Ply can take you on. If you're on the spiritual path and you're looking to embrace the Vedic teachings and the mythology and the stories of all the ancient, that all the ancient seers passed on down through the generations. And with Rama being the man, the God man, he didn't even know he was a God man. He didn't even know this is what his Dharma was. And it's like us. We don't even know. We're on the spiritual path. We're trying to pray to God. We're trying to find God inside of us. We're trying to find God in everyone. And here I was at a Hindu temple, and the driver was Muslim. And he was so excited to be there, and he was so happy, and he was like, oh my God, this is so important, you have to do this. And, you know, he came in and he did everything, he was helping, and he went to all the different sanctums where the Ganeshas were, and then he participated in everything. And at the end, the priest told us, you know, sit down and just meditate here in front of the Shiva Lingam. And so this guy, he was meditating like better than you or I. He was just totally blissed out. Even the priest was saying, look at this guy meditating. You know, and I said, I know, he's a very special guy. So this is how the divine shows up in our life. Just when we think we have obstacles, or just when we think that there's no way that this can happen, or just when we think that, you know, I'm not going to have a breakthrough in life. And that was my prayer. I said, you know, I went in and I said, God, you know, come on, Baba, we need to have heaven on earth. We need to be able to give that experience to everyone. And everyone should have it. And if these deities or these divine beings, these archetypes are within us and we pray to them, then we should get that instantaneous connection and confirmation that whatever our prayer has been, we see a sign. So that's why I share with you, because in my travels and in my life, there have been tremendous obstacles as the Saturn is transiting the eighth house from my star. And that can be a very challenging time as far as health, finances, relationships, spiritual path, everything could just go sideways, even bad, backwards. And it has been nothing but going forward with tremendous grace and ease. And yes, there have been challenges, but it's been with the grace and keeping on the spiritual practice that those obstacles are become like stepping stones to success. And it's not always the way I want it to go. You know, I was supposed to be able to contact somebody who was going to guide me, and then he got pulled away and he was traveling, and so we couldn't get connected. And I thought, okay, well, am I going to just give up? And then all out of nowhere, the people who don't even know Dr. Ply, don't even have anything to do with his companies or his services, they just came out of the woodwork. And they were able to do what, give us the assistance, and then so that we can go and do the prayers. And then everyone was happy at the end. So, and even people in the village, kids were coming and they're all happy, and you know, and then coming back to the hotel was really easy. And I thought, wow, that was amazing. And I said, okay, you know, give me a sign that something has happened. And then I passed out for like 2 hours. Okay, just go lay down now. So all the energy, all the spiritual blessings were coming in. And how do I know? Well, when you're in one of these power spots, or when you're practicing with Dr. Ply, either through a program or through a mantra practice or through a service like a fire lab or one of the chanting services that are being offered through Ply Center Asurved, when you're doing that, it's a lot of energy coming in and it has to be integrated. Like Dr. Ply says, you know, blame it on the brain if things aren't going well. You know, and then you can also say, okay, brain needs to just integrate all this information and then can think clearly about what I need to do next. So that was my sharing from today, my experience from today. And it was interesting. We had Vali, who is a Vedic astrologer, a Western, she's from the West, but she does Vedic astrology, and she had the grace and blessings to learn it from the, you know, top Vedic astrologer. And then also Dr. Ply had given her the blessings to be able to give readings and also to train other people. So if you didn't get to listen to that recording from last week, it will be posted to, it is posted to the blog, and you can listen to that recording. It's so, so important to get an astrology consultation, because had I not gotten an astrology consultation before Saturn had gone into the eighth house, I can see just by what has been going on in my life how I had near misses. So I could have really gotten into challenging situations. And instead, all the blessings came from Saturn to do what I'm doing and continue to be of service and continue to make strides in my life and to also assist the people who I'm traveling with, so that they can have the breakthroughs in their lives. So if you're new to Dr. Ply's program or new to Astrovet and you have not had an astrology consultation, definitely go on to astrovet.com and you'll see Vali's name there. I mean, you can choose any astrologer, but if you listen to Vali's talk with us last week, then you might resonate with her as well, and that might be helpful. It's always good. I've had several different consultations just to get different perspectives, because it's like going to a doctor. You'll get first consultation, and then you'll say, you know what, I want to get a second opinion. And then you get a second opinion, and some things are similar and some things they add. But it has to, then we have to use our Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh, great. Sorry, I fell off. Thank you so much. So where was I? Yeah, so if you get an astrology consultation, just as you would a doctor's consultation, we have to know what resonates with us. And sometimes we're just not ready to hear some news, even if it's good news. we're not ready to hear it, or not so good news, we're not definitely not ready to hear that. But however, they will give us insights. And that's what Jyotish is. Jyotish means light. It sheds light, or it shines light, or it throws light onto that area of our life that we need to have a look at for that time period. And so there's, of course, there's other planets that impact what, as far as what I'm doing is, I can see the Rahu and Ketu transit has been really giving me some clues about going deeper into my spiritual practices because of where they're sitting in the chart, and also where Jupiter is. So those are big planets that give big impact for a longer period of time versus the other planets that you know, transit every month, a few months or a day, month, depending on which planet it is. So it's so important for us to understand our own chart so that we can navigate in life. And that's what Bali's message was last week. So please, please, please listen to it. And then again. Can you hear me? Hello? Yeah, sorry about that. The internet is going to be a little bit on and off, so please bear with me, and we'll do what we can to stay connected quickly. So anyway, where were we at? The gecko is a sign that things are all moving forward. So here we are in the last month of our last week of the month, and it's Kalabhairava time. And Kalabhairava is, can you hear me? Okay, yes, can hear. Gone again, hello? Hello? Yes, can you hear me? Okay. Thank you. Okay. So Kalabhairava is the god of time. And he is the one who will help you to understand how you're using your time and energy. So if you've been doing the practices or you've been in programs where you're not seeing the results, then this is a great time to, because it's at the end of a month, we're coming into a new month, and we're coming into, some people are coming into summertime, a new season. And so when that happens, something happens to the brain. And when the brain, because a seasonal change affects the pituitary, the pineal, the hormones, and so what that tells the rest of the body to do is get prepared for change. Now, this is already automatically going on. We don't think of, oh, hormones are going in our body unless there's an imbalance and we have, you know, challenges with the way we behave or with how we're feeling and things like that, then it's signals. But if we're just going along and we don't know that there's a seasonal change, or we're not tuning into it, we're not aware of it, how it affects the brain and the body, then we will have a little bit of a turbulent time. So just like that, we want to look into our lives and see, okay, here's the time of the year where I need to really look at my life and see where I'm going to be in the next month, two, three, that the season is changing. So what's the season going to do for me, and how am I going to be in that? And so it's also a time where the eighth waning moon is going to be affecting how we can jump out of old karmas. And old karmas are just our way of thinking. And they're thinking patterns that we obsess about, you know, and generally we obsess about what we don't have. We obsess about why we don't have things, or why things are not happening, or why he or she doesn't like us, or why we are don't like he or, you know, him or her. So all these things can go on, or why we don't have the job, or where can we go, what are we doing, what's my purpose. So if you've been having those kinds of who, what, where, when, why questions going on internally, or you have and you're not really sure about where, how it's all going to roll out for you, then we can call on Kalabharva to get us into a state of consciousness where we can jump out of all those thoughts that can further cloud our path. So they cloud our thinking. And then the more we get clouded thinking, the less clarity we have. And then we just go with status quo. So we can use to call on Kalabhairava and get his blessings to jump out of those thoughts, meaning that you can have the thoughts, but they won't drag you down. They won't pull on you. You'll just say, oh yeah, there's my obsessive thought again. I'm going in this direction. Just like I could have today, or starting yesterday, driving 7 hours and then getting here. And then what am I even doing here? We don't even know where we're going, what we're doing. So it's like I'm thinking, oh my God, this is just a snapshot of my life. I don't even know where I'm going or what I'm doing. Does anyone know where they're going or what they're doing? That's a good question, right? And what is my purpose? We know where we're going and what we're doing because we wake up every day and we get off the bed and we do stuff. That's how we know. It's when we are totally frustrated about our future and we want it to happen now. And then when we get stuff that we wanted to happen right away, then we're like on to the next thing. So it's just like a never-ending story. So, I fell off again. Maybe we should just get into a meditation. Can you hear me now? Hello? Yes, good. Okay, so sorry about everyone. About this, everyone. Can slowly bring yourself back to your surroundings, and then hold on to that energy though within you, or that attentional energy, that awareness of the chakras being lit up, your connection to Ganesha, your connection to Kalabhairava, your connection to Dr. Klein, empowering you to feel so much more connected to your higher self than you have before now. Even though it might feel different, the intention that we set is greater than what we're actually experiencing in the moment. Because it will make us to move forward in our life, get us unstuck, help us to see things differently so that we can move past our obstacles or our challenges with more grace and ease. So as you're coming back, and those of you who need to go, you're welcome to listen to the recording. I hope it's not too frustrating. It's been so choppy. Sorry about that. Kind of like life, right? Just keep going. Yeah, you'll trip a little bit, but keep going. So then we'll see you next time you join. And those of you who are going to stay, we're going to open the call for question and answers. And I apologize ahead of time. We're always looking for signs in this program. One of the signs that I had today was that I had lost my glasses in the temple yesterday, last night. So after the 7-hour drive, we went to the Ganesha temple here that changes the destiny. And I've talked about that before in the months that I was here before. And so we went and we were going to break some coconuts. We didn't want to drag bags through the temple, so we just left it by this wall that we thought, okay, it's going to be fine. It's inside of a temple. Who's going to steal coconuts inside of a temple? And there's like maybe 10 of them. So we went off, we prayed to Ganesha to change the destiny, because that's the energy of this temple. Okay, going around, it was beautiful, the priest was there, it was fabulous. It was in the nighttime and, cool, because it's about over 100 degrees here, Fahrenheit, and very hot and humid. So the priest was there, we were kind of sweating, not kind of, but really sweating. But it was, the vibration was really nice. I could feel the energy shifting. My thoughts got really clear on where I needed to go and what I needed to do with particular situations. And so on. So then got back to the spot where we're going to go break the coconuts. Because it's a very powerful practice to do, break coconuts. Whether you're here in India or not, break them at home. I break them everywhere. I've heard as well. So we went to look for the bag and it's gone. Oh my God. So we both looked at each other, the person I was with, and I said, okay, well, what do you think? I think that all my karma got busted. I said, great. So shall we go buy another bag? Yeah, let's go buy another bag. So we went and bought another bag and broke the next round of coconuts and then got in the car and came back. And at some point, I lost my glasses. I don't know how that happened, but I lost them. And so I won't be able to really, unless I don't know what I can do here, expand the words, or increase the size of the font or something like that. But I lost my glasses, and I was thinking, okay, there's a sign right there. So losing the coconuts, losing the thing that we could have thought, oh, geez, that wasn't right. How could someone steal inside of a temple? How could blah, blah, blah. It's not about right or wrong. It's like looking at the signs in our life and saying, good. That would have, maybe been a challenge in life that could have been really, we would have to go through it. So it's taken away now. And thank goodness someone did take it. Maybe they were going to steal something more than just coconuts. You know, maybe going back home or on the way, luggage being taken, something, losing something. Then the glasses being lost was like, okay, if I'm not online, I feel like I'm, disconnected from life. And I'm working not normal office hours, so I'm always online. And so maybe that was a good sign, too, to just, I can't keep going like that. Just take a break. So that was one message that came. But then another message came is that I need a new perspective on the situation that I'm dealing with. So all these things are always happening to give us clues, and then just pause and see how much time and energy we waste on why did that happen and having commentary all around everything, and then making it persist. And, you know, getting into, yeah, I'm right, she's wrong, or he's right, or I'm wrong, or let's go tell these guys at the temple that they're bad, and, you know, all this stuff. Or in my life, you can't do this to me, and how could you let that? That is just, you know, something that you just, we have to really look at, like, and go, okay, maybe this loss was a good thing. Maybe this situation that I'm not seeing, that I'm not seeing it with the right set of eyeglasses. So in your life, look at the things that are happening and just pause and see where your conversation to yourself or others is taking all your energy. Is it just to prove you're right or make yourself to be this way or that way? That's a waste of time and energy because the thing has already happened. So I'm not saying that, you know, if something tragic happens, or if, you know, there's some legal thing or something like that, you got to go after that. That's true. You know, you have to do that. Or not. Some people have legal cases and they say, forget it. I don't want to pay lawyers, or just forget it. It will be such a pain for me. I would rather just move on. So in some situations, it's like that. But those are people who will say to me, I'm so glad I just let that go because it freed up so much energy and time and money. And the thing doesn't even really matter that much to me. What matters is that I'm out of it and then I'm moving forward and I'm using my money, time, and energy wisely. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the headache. And I don't have pain in my relationships and all the rest. So that's what Dr. Fly is here to do with us, is to open up our consciousness, our awareness of what thoughts we are thinking and what those thoughts are doing to us and other people. I'm going to ask Radha, can you open the line? Because I can't open it. I can't get online. Please. Is the line open, Radha? If you could just let me know. Sorry about this.
No.
Oh, fantastic. So you should be ready to go. Radha, are you there? Or someone there, can they just can you test the line? Can someone just press *6 and... Hello?
Hi, this is Indrani.
Indrani, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you so much. Do you have anything to share?
I do. I have a lot to share, actually. Awesome. So stop me if I'm taking too much time, okay?
You go ahead.
For some reason, this morning, I woke up with the Kalabhairava mantra in my head. And I did not realize this was the eighth waning moon. I'm not usually that connected, right, that I wake up with the right mantra for the day in my head. But I was just going with it. And so all day long, I've been thinking about or wondering about or contemplating or even meditating on, you could say, what are the timelines that I'm on that I would like to jump out of? And as you know, in my personal life and in my work life, in every area of my life, really, there's like opportunities to move on from lots of stuff. So it's been an interesting day from that perspective. Now, during this meditation just now, when you said something about, and I don't remember everything, about ask yourself or ask Kalibhairava what where you want to move out of, or for some insight or something like that. And as you know, I usually go a little unconscious in these meditations, but I managed to stay conscious of the whole thing. And I actually got clarity for myself about the directions to take in a lot of areas, including a financial matter that's a problem for me right now, and as well as a legal issue that is possibly going to be happening or not going to be happening. So it was a great meditation.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. And
that thing about tapping the third eye and feeling the vibration, that was actually painful. Like, it felt like pain in my brain. And I know logically that you're not supposed to be able to feel your brain. Like, I know that, like, when people do brain surgery, you don't feel it in your brain. I'm pretty sure it felt like pain in my brain.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it also felt like it was providing clarity.
Okay.
Like,
that's
I woke
where
up,
I was hoping you were.
So I came out of the meditation, and I don't know. I know I cleaned my windows in the room that I'm in yesterday, but everything seems brighter. And it's a slightly overcast day in London, England today. But everything just seems brighter, sharper, like my vision. I don't have my glasses on. My vision feels sharper. It just feels like, I don't know, I can see things clearly. I can see clearly now the rain has gone. Yeah. Now, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So the eighth waning moon, and the eighth waxing moon, I think, are both meant to be for Kalibhairava, right?
Yes. The eighth waning moon more so than the eighth waxing.
Waning means it's getting smaller, right? Or does it mean it's getting bigger?
It means it's getting smaller. It's going away. You can't see it. It's coming into a new moon.
Okay. So what are the sorts of things that I could do to physically honor Lord Kalibhairava, to bring him more into my my mindset on the eighth waning moon? What are some of the things that I could do? Like, you know, because, you know, I'd like to be able to buy services from AstroVed, but as you know, I'm not in the financial position to be able to do that. But what are the sort of things that I could do to honor him on the eighth waning moon?
Yeah, so Kalibhairava, all you have to do, you can just simply say the mantra. The mantra is a really good practice to do. So, and then imagining this thin tube of light arising from the base of the, or rising from the heart center, and then shooting up through the brain and resting 12 inches above your skull, and just doing that all day long.
Yeah, okay.
And then tapping the forehead, I'll just comment on that, because that's something that can be experienced by people, is pain in the brain. Or they can be experiencing anything like some energy moving or some tingling. Or some people say, I feel nothing, except there is something going on. So just keep working with it. This is part of the 3 minutes a day for 30 day challenge that Dr. Fly has put.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry, Indrani.
No, that's all right.
So I'm back again. Sorry about that. I'm on and off. Like life, right? So you might feel some shooting light as well in your brain. So here's what's happening with that tapping. Is the tapping is activating the pituitary, activating the pineal, it's activating the midbrain. If you feel pain during a meditation, or even just if you're doing it, you don't have to be in a meditation, you can just do it whenever. But it's giving you a message. It's scrambling the brain. It's showing you that you can really just focus and get relaxed and get into that deep delta and theta state, so that you get clarity in that very second, in that very moment. Mm. And then that, when that energy, you feel that washing over your brain, it's kind of like you have to zap your brain, bring in the light, bring in the intelligence, because all these divine beings, they vibrate at a very high, high frequency that we can't even comprehend. Mm. So as we're starting to do this practice, or as we are getting more clarity in our brain, in our thinking, that means the neural pathways they're firing up pathways that are going to take you in a new direction, and then they're shutting down other ones that have been, we've worn the groove out. It's just, we're not grooving with it anymore. So we have to kind of like jump out of that, like a timeline jump. It's time for us to jump out of that old pattern of thinking that we've programmed our brain, our neural pathway to do that activity, and then that tells the rest of us what to do, rest of our body what to do. And so we jump out of that timeline. So the jumping part can be a little painful. The lighting it up, the firing up of neurons, be a little bit painful. So, and it's like when we start working out our body or a muscle, we go through a little pain, don't we? Go through a lot of pain.
Yeah.
So it's like that with our brain,
you
know. So, but then, how is your brain now? How do you feel now in your head?
Yeah, it feels fine. It feels like I don't have any pain.
Yeah. So in that moment, too, in that moment where you felt the pain, then it's kind of like an electricity. It goes in and it zaps everything. It just like lights everything up, fries out the stuff that's no longer working for you, and then you have that clarity. When you open your eyes, your perception from the brain to the outer world has shifted. Even though it was raining or it's cloudy or wherever, whatever is going on in your world outside around you, you've experienced clarity and peace within, is what you shared. So I'm just saying for everyone to notice that, and then to, when you come out of a meditation, just pause and see what you see in your life. Or are you just jumping off the chair and I got to get on with the next thing? Like, you've taken the time out to do some meditation or mantra practice, and just pause and see and feel and experience. What am I doing now? How am I feeling now about this situation? So if you've been lamenting or you've been obsessing over a situation, or you've got to make a decision and it's just been, going over and over in your mind and your brain, and no wonder if you're tired or you feel pain, sometimes we have to just go to that point of pain where we just stop doing that. Because you can say all you want, oh, please don't think about that anymore. Or, someone says, well, you shouldn't think about this or that. And it causes more anxiety. So we have to almost shake ourselves to the point of, like, slap ourselves in the brain to snap out of it, Right?
Yeah.
Or zap ourselves in the brain to snap
out. So are you saying that I can do this tap, tap, tap during the day when I'm, like, awake and, like, doing, for instance, at work or whatever, and it's going to have a similar effect, probably a slightly dampened down effect rather than the intense effect that it was during this meditation?
Okay, I'm going to invite everybody now to just do that. So what you do is you tap and then you feel, tap, feel, tap, feel. You do three sets of three. So you can do it with your eyes open, your eyes closed. How long will that take you? Maybe 10 seconds, maybe a minute for those people who really want to get into it. And just imagine in your life somebody is blah, blah, blahing on the phone like I am. And you just are in a meeting and you're just like bored out of your mind or you just can't agree. Put yourself on mute and just tap. So I will continue to talk and then you just do the thing and then we'll share the experience. Right? So having that experience of tapping, you can get that control because when the physical, when you put physical presence or you bring your physicality to the brain, so you're touching, you're activating that spot between the two eyebrows, and then feeling this energy shooting through the brain or bubbling through or trickling through or buzzing through or zapping through. Just allow whatever is supposed to happen. And then you can just do that, and it's quickly over now. So let's see what your experience has been.
Okay, so here's my experience. It's like a relief. Like I think it's because I have been obsessing about a particular incident that's been, or an issue that's going on in my life right now. I really have been obsessing about it for the last 2 weeks. And after doing the tap, 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 it felt like a relief. Like, oh, great. I don't have to think about that anymore.
Awesome. Awesome. Or you can think about it when you need to think about it. It's not like, oh, okay, never mind, onward, upward. If it's serious, then okay, but you're not going to obsess. So you kind of break the cycle. You give your brain a break.
Yeah.
Huh? And invite the divine to come in and ask you in that next moment, what do I need to think about this now? So it's not like you're going to go cold turkey on, off.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like that. It's like, okay, now I'm going to just switch my perspective a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'll see it a little bit differently. So then we can be more kind and compassionate towards ourselves as we're going through the situation and letting it go or taking action where we're not taking action. Maybe we need to take action in a different direction and put all our energy into that, and that will be more helpful for us to experience, you know, life with more grace and ease. And then look at it and go, do I really need to do this? Do I really, is it going to be helpful overall in my life? Mm. Right? Or have I learned enough from the situation?
Mm. Yeah. And so
have I put enough time, money, and energy?
And so for this particular issue for me, because it's in the UK and all over Europe, this weekend is a long holiday weekend. We call it the bank holiday weekend. So I'm not working this weekend. I'm not working. I didn't work yesterday. I'm not working today. I'm not working tomorrow. So one thing I wanted to do this weekend was to take a break from thinking about this issue. And I hadn't been able to accomplish that until doing the tap, 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 right? Because I'm happy to start thinking about it again on Tuesday when I have to go back to work. But right now, I don't have to think about it.
Right. Well, even Tuesday, or, you know, as you're waking up or going to bed Monday night, which is what we encourage everyone to do every night before you go to sleep, you just be thankful for being alive for the day and making it through another day on the battlefield of life. And then, you know, going into your meditation practice or going into a deep sleep, knowing that the divine is going to guide you. And so then when you're waking up in the day, like you can do the tapping at night and just say, okay, I'm tapping. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you'll do three sets of three, and then you'll do another three sets of three, another three sets of three. You can use your mala beads to even count if you run out, or, you know, if you don't, if you're going to sleep or you're getting really out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But to start with, you do three sets of three and then just keep going with the mala beads, because that's making your hands and your brain are connected. So you just want to keep telling your brain, just tone it down, just get clarity, tune in, fine-tune your thoughts, fine-tune your energy, be in alignment with the spirit, your higher self that's going to guide you, and it's going to tell you what you need to learn.
Mm.
And there'll be times where you're just like, oh my God, I don't want to do this anymore. And then you'll feel something else come in. And so on Tuesday, when you're going in, you'll have that, clarity where you don't have to go, well, I'm just going to do it this way, and this is going to be the way, and you just fix yourself in it. Then you're not being open to the divine. A little bit more flexibility, a little bit more wisdom, because wisdom is not about right and wrong.
Yeah,
it's about knowing and intuiting and fine-tuning, mm-hmm. and serious situations in our lives are not things that we can do overnight. Mm. You know, we can't make them happen or change overnight. So it is a bit of a dance or a battle, however you want to do the life thing, right?
Mm.
So some people they love that. They're competitors. They're athletes. They're fighters. They're lawyers. They're people who just love that. That's them, you know, and that's what resonates with their personality. But if you're someone who's like, hey, I just want to be at peace. I just want to do the right thing. I want this to be resolved in this way. I want this person to be released from my karma, because every time we have a challenge in life, it's our karma. And everybody in our life, all those characters, are coming to play out our karma, not anyone else's karma. It's ours.
Mm.
So you thank them for coming. And then you say, all right, I'm not going to say, well, you should do this or you should do that. I'm going to let them decide. And the divine is in you. So you have to see how you're being. Maybe you need to speak up. Maybe you need to just tone it down. Maybe you need to walk away. At this point in time, it's always at this point in time. It's not who you were before, and it's not who you are in the future, because that's all gone. It's who you are right now, and then how you trust in your higher self to guide you accordingly.
Mm.
Does that make sense, Indra?
Yeah, fantastic. Really great. Really, really great.
Oh. All right. So how's your brain now?
Yeah, my brain feels fine. I'll tell you, too, that when I do the tap, 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 it does something to my sinuses. Like, at first, the pain is in my sinuses. It's almost like the electric shock is going through my sinuses first, and then I get a wave into my brain. And the thing with my sinuses is it's almost like it's opening them up. Like I can, not only can I see better, but I can breathe better. And when I can breathe better and I get more oxygen into my body and going into the cells of my body where it needs to go and everything like that, I feel more like energized and alive.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because that's another benefit of doing this tap, tap, tapping, is because as Dr. Pillai has been taking us through techniques and meditations to go from nostril breathing to third eye breathing.
Oh.
So everybody wants their third eye open, but as Dr. Pillai said, I have to open it gradually or you're going to be fried. And now we understand, because we have to change from the nostril breathing. So when we, like you said, with these sinuses, it's relating to the nostrils and into the sinus area. So when there's congestion in that area, we have congested thoughts. We are misusing our breath. So we want to turn it into life force energy. So this tapping actually activates the pituitary, the pineal, the midbrain axis, the third eye in the
Hello.
Everyone. Hi, this is Radha. I'm just looking at the back office. It looks like Sutrita, looks like her call just dropped off. So let's just give her a minute to call back in, and hopefully she can get back online. But that was really interesting what she was saying before she dropped off about the sinuses, because I've been wondering that, because it seems like a lot of times I'll have like a sinus headache or sinus congestion, and sometimes it seems, I almost wonder if it's related to the meditations I do. And now I'm thinking, yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is like some congested energies are coming to the surface and then needing to be cleared or something like that.
Yeah, for me it was more like I didn't even realize that there was congestion in there. But when I tapped and it was opened up, all of a sudden I was like, oh yeah, it's been congested and now it's open.
Wow. Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Hi, Andrani. Sorry, I fell off.
Yeah, that's okay. Radha and I were just talking about the experience of the sinuses opening up.
Ah, good, good. So does that kind of make sense that that's another sign or an when you do this tap, it's a life force, that subtle energy that we want to be experiencing so that, because when we're stressed out, what happens to our breathing?
Yeah, it gets more shallow.
Yeah, and then that starts to activate different systems in our body, and we don't
hormones
feel good.
Hormones and everything, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So stress hormones are way up. So how do we get rid of that without medication and all the rest? So that's why we use meditation, and we use it as a science, you know, an experiment in our own life. So the tapping will activate the systems. It will tell the pituitary and the pineal, hey, relax. Just tell the rest of the body what hormones are good. And then that calms everything down so that it only takes a split second for us to get in a zone where our highest self can come in and that information can come in and get transmitted to the rest of the body, and it's all done in Okay, I'm back again.
Welcome back. So the other thing, too, that I'm just noticing that I got to check in with my body while you were gone away, but I realized that, so for the last 2 weeks, really, my shoulders have been up around my ears, and I'm noticing that, oh, my shoulders are down where they belong, and my neck isn't all tense and stressed and everything. So I'm aware of the added benefit of all of the relaxation that is available through the tapping into the pineal and the pituitary glands.
Yeah, so keep practicing it. And you don't have to do it with your eyes closed. You can just do it with your eyes open. You can do it anytime.
Okay, great.
Anything else, Androni?
No, that's it for me. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Enjoy the week ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone else who has any questions, comments? Any comments about the call last week? Any comments about programs or services? Any questions? Am I still on? Jeez. Okay. Okay. Great.
Hi, this is Radha.
So, hey Radha, how are you?
Hi. Oh, did someone else say hi?
No, that was just me.
Oh, okay. Oh, hi. Well, I just wanted to share that I did that. I participated in that. It was like a relationship, HOMA, special one. Well, they're all special, but done by Ashurved a few days ago. And I really noticed like an improvement right away. Like I felt like I felt more loving, and then I felt like I was having more fellowship with people, feeling more like a friendship with people that hadn't been friendly with me earlier. And so I was really excited about that, and that was cool. But then, you know, I also noticed this other thing that happened like yesterday and the day before, that some of my old, like, negative behaviors in relating to people came up. Like, I noticed it was kind of bad. I was, like, being, like, really, like, I couldn't open my mouth without being argumentative with my husband. And then, so then we'd be arguing, and then I would just be, like, I was being really annoying. But then I realized, like, what am I doing? But then every time I opened my mouth, like, it would come out, like, really wrong. And I remembered, thinking about it, I was like, I used to be like this like a lot of the time, and now, thank goodness, I'm not. Some of the time, yes. So it was kind of interesting how, you know, signing up for that remedy, like, it brought like I felt some positive benefits right away, but then I also felt like some negative behaviors maybe being purged out or something like that. So I just thought I'd share that. Oh, Sucharita, are you there? Oh, dear. I think her call just dropped. Oh, dear. Well, that's interesting. We're having to have patience today. Well, she's calling back in. One moment. Okay, I think Sucharita's trying to get back on. Let's see here. Well, while she's trying to get back on, just a quick reminder, we're going to have the 11th moon. It's going to be, for us in the West, it's going to be starting like Tuesday afternoon, and it's going to be going on all day Wednesday, too. And then we're going to be having Pradosham. It's going to be this Thursday. So that's going to be, you know, if it falls on a Thursday, that's the Guru's day. So, Sucharita, are you back? I think. I hear some static, but I don't hear you talking, Sutrita. And then so, you know, if the pradosham, the karma busting time falls on a Thursday, then it's an opportunity to remove karma for sure, but then also especially karma where we might have disrespected our teachers in this life or past lives, which is can be a hard karma to remove. So this is a good thing. It's a good opportunity. And then also we're going to have the 14th moon is going to be all day Friday here in the West. It's June 3rd. And so that's like, you know, super, super time for Ganesha. Really good time to break a coconut in the name of Ganesha and just ask him to remove all the obstacles that you're facing. And then the Saturday is going to be the new moon, and that's when Dr. Pillai is going to do that free brain training. It's going to be like at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern time. And that's going to be really interesting because it's on the new moon. New moon is like minimum moon means like minimum mind. So it's going to be a great time to get any type of brain training from Dr. Pillai. It's also going to be the Rohini birth star that day, which is all about abundance and manifestation. They say that people who have the Rohini star are really good manifestors. Obama has the Rohini star, by the way. Probably quite a few of you, many of you have that star too. So it's going to be good. Sutrita, are you here?
I am, and I'm loving it, Radha. Thank you so much for giving the energy update for the week. Great. Continue
sure.
on.
Glad to have you back. We've had to have patience today, but that's okay.
Yeah, sorry about that, and thank you, everyone, for your patience. So you were just talking about the energy updates. Yeah, it's going to be one of those weeks where we're going to go more internally, right, because it's on the waning cycle. And it helps us to clean out the thoughts of the past. I'm so happy to hear about your situation with your, how your perspective is shifting from when you did the relationship service. I also did it as well. And I can definitely say I've had similar experiences in that I catch myself when I'm just going about being my old way, being triggered by old emotions or being triggered by things that I can't, whoa, how did I start saying that? And I have to sort of stop and not sort of stop, really take a charge of my mind and my, you know, the words that are coming out, the thoughts that I'm having, and then turn it around. And so we don't have to wait for the thing to have been you know, going down the road and getting out of control. So one of the things that I wanted to just add about that is what Dr. Pillai shared too, as we are progressing on the spiritual path, there are going to be moments where we are not going to feel like ourselves. And he says that that's natural in that, but it's not an excuse, but just notice there are negative forces, meaning there are forces outside of what we can't see. Or we don't understand that it's so unlike ourselves to be this way. Or this is what I want to get, you know, rid of or turn this around. But it keeps persisting. So there are forces that are not wanting us to progress or wanting us to get into situations that are going to cause us to be, you know, further anxious or cause bitterness in our relationships or challenges in the situations in our lives, because we're moving about in the world, so we have to relate to others all the time. We have to speak to people all the time, whether it's someone a stranger or whether it's someone who is your significant other or your children or your bosses or whoever it is, your coworkers, whoever you spend a lot of time with or have spent a lot of time with, family members. You know, so the forces are going to be coming in to trip us up. So that's why we have to keep, when we're on the spiritual path, it's a little bit of a tightrope walk, or they call it a double-edged sword in some cultures, in some traditions. So If you feel like that's the case, then just know that. And don't get too involved in it or try to fix it too much, because it's just a force that, as Dr. Pillai says, he says it quite graphically, and I'll paraphrase, you know, the devil is knocking at your door. Yeah, so I'm here again. So the forces are not always with us, right? But then we can just, invite them in and then let them go or leave. Or so you have situations in your life where you invite it in and then you choose how you're going to be with that. Are you going to dance with the devil, or are you going to sneak out and go in a different direction and trust in the divine that it's going to show you. The divine meaning your higher self. Your higher self, if you don't know what that is, then we have these archetypes to help us. They're like angels. We can call them angels. You can call them gods. You can call them whatever you want to call it. Or just your higher self, your I am self, or whatever, your universal self, your nature self, your nature spirit. There are no hard and fast rules of how you, any of us, wants to relate. But we just know we have to call on something that we will know, we will be able to relate to in that moment that the devil comes in. So when these, and the devil, you don't have to think about it as being a scary thing. It just can be negative thoughts and thoughts that are going to destroy what it is that you have worked so hard at to overcome. So in that moment, you just know, oh, wow, there you are again. And then we have things to do, too. Like I had a similar situation. I went and smashed a bunch of coconuts. And it just, I can't tell you, the science, the technology that Dr. Pillai is giving us, it is so much easier to do. And you just go do that thing and you feel so much better. And not only do you feel better, the situation changes. So I encourage everyone, keep doing the practices. Tap your forehead. Crack coconuts this week. Because as the moon wanes, we go more and more internally. And when we go more and more internally, that can be going down a rabbit hole, right? So we can get turn, and it's dark in there. Right? So we don't want to know down there, because we want to stay above ground. We want to stay above ground, and we want to move with grace and ease and float. And then touch down when we need to touch down to be in this world, to be in this life. Because this human life is an incredible blessing. So we want to feel the blessings and be guided with the blessings coming from our highest self, the divine beings that are going to be guiding us. Rod, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Thank you. That helps.
Oh, great.
I'm finding a lot of benefit in cracking that coconut, rolling it and cracking the coconut in in the name of Ganesha. Like Dr. Pillai, he had a video where he went over how to do that a couple months ago, and I'm finding it really, really helpful. And then, oh, and then yesterday when I had the problems with my behavior and being critical and arguing, and I just kept doing it again, I'd forgotten to do the coconut that morning. And I was like, oh, isn't that interesting? And it was a Saturday, which is could be challenging for me, just for me personally sometimes, a Saturday. And then so I did the coconut later. Better late than never.
And how did you feel?
Things got better after that. I just took a break from the situation and just kind of recouped.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Anything else, Radha, that you wanted to add?
No, I think that's it for me. I've just really enjoyed the call. Thank you.
Aw, thanks so much, Radha. It's awesome. And thanks for all you're doing behind the scenes. Everyone, shout out to Radha. This is an opportunity to acknowledge her internally, because without Radha's grace and blessings, I wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here because the call keeps dropping. Not for that reason, but she's been a great support. And she's also, we're also going to be tossing around an idea of Radha maybe doing some quick Vedic astrology readings where we can, unless you want to share that, Radha, do you want to share your idea? So I'm not saying it.
Oh, sure. It doesn't matter, but just... we're talking about doing a fundraiser for Tripura Foundation, because they help so many needy people to, you know, get empowered to a higher standard of living, especially like the kids, teaching the kids the phonemic intelligence and helping the elders who need food and care. And so we're thinking about doing a fundraiser where, you know, if Sundays with Sutrita members make a donation to Tripura Foundation, then they can get a free mini astrology reading where they learn the five things that Dr. Pillai says that everyone should know about their chart or their horoscope. So we're just working on the details of that.
And so, Radha, you're going to do that quick assessment and then give people some a perspective on those five areas, and then give them some ideas of like mantras to do or remedies or things like that?
Yeah, definitely. And it would be, you know, what's your birth star? Where is your moon placed? Where is your sun placed? What is your primary and secondary planet that's influencing you right now? And, I just forgot the fifth one. Oh, maybe that was the fifth one, the primary and secondary. Do you remember the fifth one, Sutrita? I forgot it.
Yeah, sorry, you just cut out there, so I don't even know what you said for the five areas.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway,
your sun sign, your moon sign, your birth star, the and then your primary and secondary planet of influence. And actually, I'll check if there might be another one, but... All important things to know about your chart, and some of them change, but some of them
maybe
change.
The ascendant.
Is oh it? Yeah, your ascendant.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. I can't see anyways.
Yeah, so we're excited about that, and we're just putting, you know, working on the details there.
Yeah. So again, that's a great thought that came in, because we want to keep people engaged every week. We do. We hear from people, but it's also now let's take it to another level. Let's take it to from our lives being enriched, but to how we can help other people really easy. And being in India, my God, I look around and I could just you can help so many people. But how to do that? You know. So Dr. Pillai has. You know, develop these hope centers, and then phonemic intelligence is getting into the kids that are coming up in life that would not really have a chance. And their brain is lighting up very quickly, just as it would be for us tapping on the brain, and you hear about all the experiences that everyone shares. So So how do these kids get to that? Well, they get it through the Tripura Foundation, the people who are working behind the scenes and then doing all the centers, taking care of the kids in the centers and making sure that they're getting the proper teachings that they need to get, and then following up with them and seeing how their lives are unfolding as the years go by. And these kids are coming out of nowhere, they're just really hard conditions and challenges in life, and the karma is so great. You know, it wouldn't great in the sense that it's such a challenge for them to even have food or shelter or clothing or medicine or even, you know, clean water. And these kids are getting this phonemic intelligence, and then they're able to come up. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, we hear you. Welcome back.
Ah, great. Sorry about that. So, Radha?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? We hear you, Sutri.
Yes. You were saying something? Yeah, you were saying something?
Oh gosh, I don't remember what I was saying now.
I was saying something
about
the Tripura Foundation.
And how they're really empowering so many people that just are really, really need a lot of help.
Yeah. So if people are interested in that, maybe they can send us an email, sundayswithsutrita@flycenter.com, and we'll just start it with that way, and then we'll hook you up with Radha, and then see how we can, move forward with that service that you're so kind to offer, Radha.
Sure, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Awesome. So anything else that you wanted to add about that, Radha? Or
no, I think that's it for now.
All right. Okay, so thanks so much again. Is there anything else that anyone wants to share in their experience? All right, well, I guess we'll wrap it up. It's been a couple of hours now, and I really, really appreciate everyone.
Hi, Sucharita?
All right. I think I've said enough. I've been interrupted enough by the forces that are being challenged. So anyways, if you have any questions or comments, please send them in to sundaywithsucharita@plycenter.com or sucharita@plycenter.com about anything that we've shared today. And thanks again to everyone who shared their experiences and gave the insights so that other people can enjoy seeing how that pertains to them. And then moving forward in this next coming week, we're going to go more internally and do some more cleaning up of how we're using our time and money and energy based on what we are thinking. And if we're not thinking thoughts that are going to be giving us happiness or peace, and we're able to have the energy that we need to do, then we have to go more inside and clean up and then govern ourselves accordingly and do the appropriate action. And just know that the forces are not always going to be with us, but that's okay. You invite them in and then you clean up and smash coconuts. The great, great week to do that. It's a great practice, actually. So we have the tarpanum practice. We have the Ganesha offering, the Ganesha grass, the Durva grass, the Bermuda grass. If you can't get that, then you can get seeds and put them in your ghee lamp. As Dr. Ply says, you can do that. Or just calling on Ganesha, then use the coconut and smash the obstacles in your life or smash your old ways of thinking. Tap your brain. Get on the 30 days challenge, the 3 minutes a day video series. It's free. And then also, if you haven't been able to do the Ganesha course, I think it's still live, but even if you're jumping on to it partway through, it's okay because you'll have it forever. You can always log in whenever you take a course. You can do it whenever. So it means it's evergreen. It's going on forever, and your login, the program is there once you purchase it, and you can go as fast as you want or as slow as you want. You can repeat it. So that's a really great course as well. And then, two, we have Guru Purnima is coming up, a time to be with Dr. Pillai in person in San Diego. It's in the full moon of July, and we'll continue to talk more about that, the importance of it. But there's videos on it now that are coming out. Check it out on Pillai Center and also on AstroVed and see how you can participate and see if this is your time to meet your teacher. You know, they say when the student is ready, the teacher appears, and when the teacher is ready, the student appears. So maybe this is the time. So wherever we are in the world and we have that calling, then we will be showing up to see Dr. Pillai.
Hi everyone, Sucharita was saying goodbye to us, I think, but then I think she just, her call just dropped. So I think we've done really well under the circumstances, under the technical challenges that we were operating with. So I think we'll just, I'm hearing from her over the Skype just that we're just going to end the call for this week, and we'll talk to you next week and have a great, wonderful day and a wonderful week. Take care. Bye.